This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Y'all get ready?
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
All right, y'all. I don't even know where to look, child. Breaking news. So I just got done breaking down Kendrick Lamar's 616. And my homeboy just texted me. Everybody's running in here. Let me know. Drake just dropped. Okay. Literally just got done with my last video. So we're about to listen to Drake live. I have not heard this song yet. I commented, let's go. So we're about to get the going. Okay. Let me go ahead and share my screenshot. Oh my gosh. I'm so ready for this. Okay. So let's go ahead. We're going to listen to this together. Hopefully he kills it. I'm definitely ready. All right. All right. Look, 16 minutes ago. So I left a little comment on here, but that was about it. All right, let's go.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying,
"Nigga, I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendlier jabs. You mentioned my seed and I deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad.
Drop
a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. If you had a set, they give your ass a DP. Two civilian gang in real life, you PC. You know who really bang a set, my nigga YG. You know who really bang a set, my nigga Chuck T. You know who even bang a set out there, CB. And nigga Cole lose his sleep on this, it ain't me. You better have some.
Oh, shit! So he say, you know who really banging set my nigga YG. You know who really banging set that nigga CB. Talking about Chris Brown, because we all know he be, you know, claiming Piru, right? YG's a blood. But he was like, I'm not sleep like J. Cole. Jermaine done fucked up. They're all throwing shots at Jermaine at this point, child. All right, let's keep going. I'm here. He said something about some fake tea. I love the fact he got the lyrics already in there, okay? So I'm here for this. All right, let's go, Drake. Let's go. Hopefully it's not echoing, but if it is, child, ain't nothing I can do about it.
Paperwork of that shit fake tea. Can't be rapping by no ratting that we can't read. I mean, it's true, a nigga slimy for my AP. Just like how Metro nigga slimy for his main squeeze. Out here begging for attention, nigga, say please. Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free. You just acting like an activist, it's make-believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees. Say you hate the girls I fuck, but what you really mean? I've been with black and white and everything that's in between. You the black messiah, wiping up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your...
Oh, he went there. He said you a fake pro-black. I mess with everything in between, from black girls like Serena, you know what I'm saying, to white girls and everything in between, you know, the Puerto Ricans. He messes with everybody. We know Drake's a whore, okay? But he said, you're the one who's supposed to be a pro-black king, and you're married to a mixed queen. And I said that. I said that yesterday when I broke down Euphoria. Like, I didn't really agree with the nigga part, because it's not like he's going home to, you know, a brown-skinned, you know, Afro-wearing woman. Your wife is biracial. Your kids, you know, are now multiracial. So, you know, his daughter's brown skin, but his son is as light as Drake. So, ooh-wee. Drake said he want all the smoke. Ooh, this song is 7 minutes too. I didn't even realize that shit. Okay, well, let's keep going. Come on, Drake. Bring some more. I want to know what else he got to say.
Self-esteem. Also, Bobby shit, I want to know what Whitney need. All that puppy love was over in y'all late teens. Why you never hold your son and tell him say cheese? We could have left the kids out of this. Don't blame me. You a dog and you know it. You just play sweet. Your baby mama cash was always screaming, save me. You did it dirty all your life. You trying to make peace. I heard that one of them little kids might be day free. Don't make it day freeze. Cause if your GM is your BM secret BD, then this is all making plenty fucking sense to me. Hey.
He is going in, honey, on their marriage. Cause she do be posting all these sad captions. I'm not gonna lie. Whitney do be posting captions like, I'm just going through a lot. Like, she doesn't come off as like the happy, jolly wife, you know? And it's, you know, fame is not easy. You know what I'm saying? No relationship is easy. Drake is saying all that love shit ended when y'all was in high school. Miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with the, you know, this is my girl and she's been holding me down for years. And basically insinuating that the youngest child may not be Kendrick's. So we're going to keep listening, child. I'm here for this team.
Let that shorty breathe. Shake that ass, bitch. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Hey.
Hands on your knees.
Hey.
Shake that ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for free. Yeah. We're not that kind of free. I'm talking about my nigga Dave. Yo man a Lil K. We call that shit a mini train. He always said I overlooked him. I was staring straight. These bars go over Kenny head no matter what I say. I know you like to keep it short, so let me paraphrase. Knew it was smoke when Abel hit us with the serenade. Nigga say, almost started reaching for my ways. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thot. I was really, really trying to keep it.
Oh, shit. He done switched up the beat, y'all. He done switched up the beat.
Nigga,
Drake
drunk,
wants all the smoke.
Yo. Look. If Drake shooters doing TikToks, nigga really shooting your gang. That's P's brother, y'all ain't getting shit shot. Nigga can't listen to the stick talking falsetto, saving for a hip-hop. Nigga, you don't even be at home, dog. You a souvenir out the gift shop. Nigga still mad about that one hoe. We ain't even fuck, I just lip lock with her. I get aggy when it's wartime. I ain't even really let my dick drop. Nigga, what the fuck, I heard Rick drop. Nigga talking something about a nose job. Nigga, Ozempic got a side effect of jealousy and doubt. And never told y'all niggas put a nigga in the bars. Let a nigga rock, kinda like your old job. Nigga house sitting on some land, but it's out with no one even really know. Y'all niggas, bitches gotta drive 2 hours for your fam just to give a blowjob. Nigga must have started up a snowball, cause my last record deal was 400 ends. These days, that's a low bar, nigga. Hey, who's next on the list?
He is really going in. He said Ozempic got Rick Ross out here jealous, okay? That's a side effect of Ozempic, that you're just jealous, you're a hater. He's saying he didn't get no damn nose job. That's the damn nose he was damn born with, okay? He said some other shit too, but he was rapping very, very fast and basically also said, like, you know, Abel, like, you're a singer. You're not about to save hip hop. Like, sit this one out, sir. Okay. So yeah, Drake wants all the smoke and now he's saying who's next on the list. Well, I want to know. We're going to keep on listening. Okay.
This push one of my so-called niggas, push one of my so-called niggas, push one of my so-called niggas, need a chef for the clip. Always knew I had to smoke y'all niggas. Good kid, man, city van, wheel potter latch and make the door slide. Tears running down my cheek, laughing at you pussy dying. It's a war cry. Weekend music getting played and all the...
So he's basically saying, nigga, like, you're not about to tell me that I can't say the word nigga. So you hear him saying that a lot. And he's saying good city, he's saying good kid, mad city, which was Kendrick Lamar's song. So more shots at Kendrick. He's talking about, you know, tears falling down his eyes. He's ready to go to war on all these pussies. Like, okay, Drake wants all the smoke. I've never heard Drake like this. Let's go.
Responsible boys got a little more pride. That's why all your friends dip into Atlanta playing just to find a tour guy. Able run your fucking bread, need to buy some more chains for some more guys. Let me find another street nigga I could take to the game courtside. Let me get a used Ferrari for a rapper, take the nigga on a horse ride. Anything to take a spotlight off the fact the boss is a drugged out little punk sissy from the north side. Rock him talking shit again. Gas cause you hit my BM first, nigga. Do the math who I was hitting in. I ain't even know you rap still cause they only talking about your fit again. Probably gotta have a kid again for your thing of driving any shit again. Even when you do drop, they gon' say you should've modeled cause it's mid again. Smoking 50 body should've put you on the first one trying to get it in. Ask Spring if this a good idea, the next time you cuddled in a bed again. Shit, leave and tell your leader boy alone before you get your head split again.
Oh, so those were shots at ASAP Rocky. He's talking about Fenty, saying that, you know, you might just need to just go on ahead and just, you know, be a daddy, have a bunch of kids, or get back to modeling, you know, because ASAP really doesn't make music anymore. He's more known for being with Rihanna and, you know, modeling clothes and stuff. So he's definitely throwing shots at ASAP.
Shit made me sick to my stomach, we ain't never really been through it. Lil Wayne, he a fucking lame, so I know he had to be an influence. These niggas had a plan and they finally found a way to rope you into it. Two separate albums, this and I just did a Kim to it, niggas skim through it. Me and Savage had the hoes dripping wet, it shows, almost had to swim to it. K-Dot shit is only hitting hard when Baby King put his pen to it. Ross calling me the white boy and the shit kinda got a ring to it. Cause all these rappers waving white flags while the whole fucking club sing to it. Murder scene on your man tonight, then come to vigil with the candlelight. Body at the fucking body and you know Rick reading my Miranda rights. I'm going on vacation, I hope next time y'all plan it right.
He said Rick is reading my Miranda rights. Still calling his ass the police, Officer Ricky. Okay, Drake, I'm here for this. I'm here for this. He's going hard.
Cause you gotta pay for saying my name. Guess now niggas understand the price now.
Oh, he went to New Ho King. Oh, snap.
Hey, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the house. West Coast niggas do fades, right? Come get this ass whooping, I'm handing him out. You wanna take over forever? Then come get his legacy out of my house. A cease and desist is for hoes. Can't listen to lies that come out of your mouth. You call the two back a state. And beg them to sue me and get that shit down. I'm losing perspective on beef. Boy, when the sand beat and I kill you for fun. Your daddy got robbed by Top. You stunning and Wayne like father, like son. Anthony said,
oh my gosh, he has a cake, a divorce cake and a single parent cake. And then he's basically talking to K-Dot's son saying that your daddy got robbed by Top. Whew. Okay, child.
Other place. Code don't be charging you double for none. They shook about what I'ma say. But texting your phone like we already won. You tell me what I shouldn't say. But fucking my nigga, it's already done. We already know it's a 20-1. We already know why you went number one. It's clearly because of the boy. The honorable thing is to give me the loop. You right about fuck the big three. It's only Big D and it's video proof. My son should go play at the park. Two light-skinned kids, the shit will be cute. Unless you don't wanna be seen with anyone that isn't blacker than you.
He said, our son should go play at the park. Two light-skinned kids, that'd be cute. Didn't I just say this earlier? I said, K-Dot got a chocolate daughter, but that son is Drake's complexion. His son took after the mama Whitney's complexion. So them is two light-skinned babies. Ain't nothing wrong with the little light-skinned babies, okay? Or the little chocolate babies, but he's keeping it real. Like, you know, it's funny that you don't really be pictured with your son like that. Because the son, you know, has more of Whitney's features. Just saying.
Get it. We got it. The black of the bag, the sweet of the juice. We get that you like to put gin in your juice. We get that you think that you bishop in juice. When you put your hands on your girl, is it self-defense cause she bigger than you? Your back is up against the curb. You digging for dirt, she be digging for proof. Why did you move to New York? Is it cause you live in that bachelor life? Proposed in 2015, but don't wanna make her your actual wife. I'm guessing this wedding ain't happening right. Cause we know the girls that you actually like. The darker secrets are coming to light. It's all on your face like what happened to Mike. Oh shit. It's all making sense. Maybe I'm Prince and you actually Mike. Michael was praying his features would change, so people believe that he's actually white. Top will make you do features for change. Get on Pop Records and rap for the whites. And wait, you say your brother Jermaine, but you want him to stay out of the light. Oh shit, just follow me right. Cause nothing you saying could bother me right. I get off the plane and nothing has changed. I handed the lala with all of my ice. Handed the lala with all of my ice. Handed the lala with all of my ice. This shit gotta be over by now for anyone out here that's calling it right. You damn. You did. There's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to hide, you know what I mean. They hired a crisis management team to clean up the fact that you beat on your queen. The picture you paint, it ain't what it seems. You did.
Oh, wait.
Maybe in this song?
Drake went in. I loved it. I cannot lie. That was a good response. I'll break it down even further because there's a lot of stuff, you know, I got to go back and listen to it a few times. So I'll definitely do a full breakdown, but I just wanted to do like a live reaction. I loved it. I'm here for it. This is what hip hop is about. Keep it on wax. I don't need to be catching fades and shooting. Just keep it on wax. I'm here for this. So let me know what you guys think of Drake dropping his new disc called Family Matters. Like I said, And then that's the thing about Drake, like the beats, his beat selection, you know, even though it's a diss track, you know, he made sure, you know, to make it where it's still fun to not only rap to, but also, you know, pop that ass too. So I'm definitely here for it as well, just like, you know, with Kendrick's music also. So, you know, that's what hip-hop is about. So let's go. Make sure y'all leave a comment, like, feel free to share. Let me know your thoughts on this latest diss track by Drake. And I'm going to finish editing my breakdown of Kendrick Lamar's song as well. So that will be up later on tonight. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us sentiment for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.